Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There is a lot happening with our Falcons today. And one of the main things is that Kirk Cousins did speak today about a variety of things. We have not heard from him. Not just Mike and I, you. Nobody really had heard what Kirk Cousins thought, whether it be about the season, what happened, or where he's at currently. The good news is, guys, if you're just tuning in, and thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, his number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Kirk Cousins is on board with what needs to be done. What needs to be done is our focus as a football team needs to be about how good we can be and can we get to a Super Bowl. Now, some of you are going to laugh. Some of you are going to say, Dukes, we haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years. If we're not talking about the Super Bowl, we're not talking about this thing. That is the ultimate goal. That's right. Why we're playing. I know we got to get to the playoffs. We should have went there last year. But my thing with Kirk Cousins and his comments today is he understands he doesn't need to be a distraction, and he's not going to be. And he's going to be on this team, Mike, and I'm all for those things that he said. The thing that bothered me the most was his admission to how his body felt when he said, I thought I was playing at a 7 or 8, when in reality my body was like a 3 last year.
So he wasn't ready to go, and it was eminently obvious to most fans in the Steeler game. You know, week one, we talked at times, Kansas. That's why I said to Carl, it's almost amazing he could summon the physical skills to do what he did in that game-winning two-minute drive against the Eagles up in Philly after the Saquon drop in that swing pass. Remember that? But then, unfortunately, things started to go sideways after he became two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week. But, yeah, it is what it is. I think, as you said, most fans have said, look, I'm ready. We'll turn the page. Kirk Cousins is under contract. He ain't going nowhere because there's nowhere to trade him. The only way we get him off this team is if somebody loses a starting quarterback between now and whenever. And the odds of that are pretty long. Now, but yes, injuries do occur, but that's the only place and the only way he's going. And it's not going to be a place of his choosing because, again, Carl, the threading the needle of going to a team which needs a quarterback but doesn't have another heir apparent who was drafted, that doesn't exist. So the teams that are contenders, if they lose a quarterback, whether it's through some freak injury between now and when camp starts or during camp, that's it. So Kirk's going to be here and be a good little schoolboy and do his job, and that's great. And I like what I heard from him today, but I didn't also like hearing more of this. Why couldn't you have just been straight with the team? Part of this, and I will have Kirk Cousins back on this, either you go get Penix or you go get Cousins. You don't do both. Because Cousins was ticked off from the jump on draft night, and he never played it straight with the Falcons because he didn't want Michael Penix taking his job over. So in a perfect, real, open, honest discussion with his coach, I'm not right. Take a few weeks off, get Penix in there. But he never allowed that to happen, so we lost our season.
That's what happened. The direct quote from Kirk Cousins today is, regarding my arm injury in week 10, he said he believed at the time that he was healthy enough to play, even though he knew he was injured, which is what I said to you guys about him saying, I'm good. Let's play. I'm good. Put me out there. I'm good. Clerical error. I'm good. That's the things that were going on last season. So he goes on to say today that he has had some time, he's had some of his best games and career performances while being banged up. I think you could just say that for any quarterback, especially when you start getting into week 10, 11, 12, and beyond. But then he says he believed his health during the season was around an 8 out of 10. But ironically, once the offseason hit, I realized my body was closer to a 3. We saw the 3, Kirk. Yeah. We saw you throw those interceptions and not be able to deliver the ball. You weren't being honest with yourself if you really feel like it was the offseason when you realized this. That is why all of us, fan base, everybody that watched this, was like, what's going on? Mike said it. What was the phrase you used? The Monstars?
Yeah, like the Monstars took his skills the way things look. I mean, that Raiders game at the end, that's when the die was cast. If you didn't believe it, you certainly knew it after that point that he just lost it. So even that's the thing. Even if Michael Penix had come in and you would have had to really have to ramp things up very quickly for that next game. Now, I don't know. We can go back and we can debate, could Penix have hit the ground running last year, and could you have gotten by with that defense that was pretty god-awful with a Jimmy Lake who didn't really know what he was doing? That might have been too much of an ask. But after that Saints game, you know, that's the thing. We beat Dallas. You know, that was the one we took care of business. Kirk could summon enough to certainly convince the coaching staff to keep rolling the dice with him. You know, but that's the thing. I mean, I should say after that, you know, that the Saints game, it was Denver. They beat Dallas. Then the wheels came off. I'm going backwards. Wheels come off.
Denver beat the snot out of us.
That's when McGarry gets tripped by, unfortunately, tangles his feet with Lindstrom, and he goes down. That's when the wheels come off. The Denver game, he was flat-footed. He was just dead in the water. And then subsequently, that's when you and I said, okay, the bye week would have been the time. You get an extra week to get Penix ready, and you put him up against the Chargers. And Michael Penix Jr., just giving you a modicum of a professional effort, you win that Chargers game. That's the one where, again, the turnovers, the inability to rally, just brutal. The New Orleans game, we can blame Koo, all the different things that happened. But then, of course, the Minnesota game. And then, eventually, the coach says, I can't do it anymore after the Raiders game. That's the one where we nearly lost to one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, it was an ugly, was it a Monday night game, if I remember correctly?
That was a Monday night game in Vegas.
It was so ugly. That game was ugly. And we were lucky to get out of there alive. As far as him disrupting, I'm talking about Kirk Cousins. This is all new, guys. Only reason we're talking about it. We hopefully are moving forward, and we'll be talking about where this team is and how they're performing and our rookies, all the things that we care about. And Mike and I are going to be up there tomorrow. We'll have a couple of guests on as well.
Four turnovers in a one possession game against the Chargers.
Brutal.
Four interceptions from Cousins. That's the one for me that the woulda, coulda, you know. And then, now, granted, doesn't matter if you go on and lose to freaking Carolina
right
in the last week of the season, which we still did anyway.
He said, as far as disrupting Michael Penix, he is not in the business. Direct quote from him, of disrupting Michael Penix. That's not what he wants. That's not what he's here for. So as far as this is concerned, he's going to play his position. Know your role. And I hope that's the case. And we can move forward. And whatever Michael Penix needs to lean on Kirk Cousins for, because, again, you don't discount the 14 or 15 years of experience he's got. You do lean on that and say, hey, what do you think? But he also said, I don't want to be in his ear so much where I'm also a burden to him. So there's a balance here, but I'm just glad Cousins is at least discussing some of this stuff that we've all kind of said, well, what happened? What's the deal? Why isn't he owning this? What's the situation? And by the way, the Super Bowl thing, all that stuff that took place, we're all upset. At least Mike and I were. That's all about getting some extra cash in his pocket.
He was just, again, trying to establish that, hey, guys, I really wasn't healthy. After I told everybody, hey, no, clerical error. I'm not hurt. Again, this is all about Michael Penix and not wanting to relinquish that job. And, like, I get it. He didn't expect them drafting Penix, but unfortunately, all that created, again, the general manager, whether he meant to or not, got a situation created with a quarterback who didn't want to give an inch about losing his job into what was, unfortunately, a four-week run that cost us a season. So, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to this. I'm happy Kirk's saying these right things. There's nothing else Kirk can say. As we said, you can't go anywhere. You're under contract. The good news is, heaven forbid something happens to Penix Jr., we got a guy who will now finally be 100% because he never was last year.
Here is Raheem Morris today. This is before the guys took the field, though. He was asked about Kirk Cousins. First of all, everybody was there. There's only one guy. I think Morgan Fox is the only guy that was not there. He had a personal issue and was obviously given permission. But everybody was there today. So the attendance was not an issue. We don't have anybody that's holding out, per se, like other teams where they have certain players, T.J. Watt to be one of them, who wants a new deal. We don't have anybody in that situation. Here is Raheem Morris talking about Cousins in attendance.
Cousins is here.
Everybody's here.
Have you got a chance to talk to Kirk at all since he's been here?
I got a chance to speak with everybody because I had my team meeting. So I got a chance to openly speak with everybody. I got a chance to actually speak with Kirk Cousins, because he sit right up in the front row. So I saw him when he came in, and obviously he wasn't somebody that I've seen every day. So I got a chance to say what's up to him. Yes.
Okay. So he's here, and it's mandatory. So he is not going to miss that. And now we just see how we get along with Michael Penix Jr., all the weapons you got on offense, and that hope that we got one of the greatest, and arguably, Carl, one of the most expensive insurance policies in NFL history.
It's true. Look, that's the way we got to look at this. Like, even if you don't like it, even if you think it's dumb and how much we're paying him and why he's still here, you got to think about it from the standpoint of what Mike just said. Worst case scenario, we're still in good shape. And for me, that's all I care about. I hope nothing happens and Penix balls out and, you know, does all the wonderful things we expect. But just in case. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes. And this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We're going to talk about the Braves coming up. Also, Mike's got some guy talk on the way. We're going to have a little fun game today, Mike, in the 5 o'clock hour because of mandatory minicamp. And you got to stick around to find out what that's all about. All right? It's going to be a lot of fun. Just going to have some fun with it. But that's coming up. When we come back, though, Braves beat the Brewers. They got another game tonight. Grant Holmes is on the heel. But last night was about timely hitting and Chris Sale. And it felt good. Can they continue this? It's Duke.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jim Bell. We've had two great conversations this week about college football and the changes with college football, Mike. Connor Riley from Dog Nation, who joins us weekly. Our buddy Pat Forty, national reporter, national writer for Sports Illustrated, covers college football. Nobody has come on, at least from those two perspectives, and they both do a lot when it comes to covering, obviously, Georgia for Dog Nation and Connor and Pat talks to everybody. No, they didn't come on, Mike, and go, this is the right move for college football. And guess what?
Right.
In 5 years, college football is going to be better off because of it. He said they are literally building the plane. They got it up in the air, and now they need to see if it's going to land or not.
Yeah, I know that a lot of folks felt that all of a sudden, that's why I said panacea, you know, basically a cure-all, done, we're set, no more troubles, 100 years of football happiness. No, not even close. And as we said, the biggest thing, which as soon as you and I talked about it with Connor, the idea of this evaluation, and it used to be Deloitte and Touche, now it's just Deloitte, that those bean counters are going to say, oh, no, that's out of line. Jimmy Smithers, the hot quarterback from whatever, is not worth, you know, $5.2 million. And then Jimmy Smithers and his family turn around and sue the NCAA and the sanctioning body and all that. And we're right back to square one. So not sure, you know, if you thought, you know, I was under the misguided impression once the judge came up with this ruling, okay, the framework's in place. There's a salary cap for the most part. And everybody else from the, you know, the family and friends sports to college basketball has to figure it out for themselves and let's go.
I still feel like this is touch and go when it comes to, because again, and I say this like Kirby, he's handled this. The people at Georgia have handled this as best as possible.
Right.
But I still think it's touch and go when you talk about, can we do that? Is that allowed? I don't know if they still know what is and what isn't, even though this ruling has come down and like July 1st. Okay, so we're paying our guys. All right, does every school already have the infrastructure in place to do that? And by the way, they're not only paying their football players, they're paying everybody in the athletic program now. So I just feel like there's so many more questions than there are answers when it comes to this. Mike, let's shift gears and talk about the Braves. We got some guy talk for you coming up in less than 7 minutes. Braves last night did something that we just haven't seen enough of, and that's score and score late. They had a lead, and then they added to it, and all of a sudden there were some insurance runs late in this game. And one of the things last night, Mike, we've talked about Olson. Look, he's got to produce. And last night you got big hits and home runs from the middle of this lineup. Acuña did his thing. But that's kind of what we've been missing, even when guys have been on base. And I got to tell you, last night I was super frustrated. Did you guys see this last night? I think it was the second and maybe the fourth inning. We had two men on.
That's when I stopped watching, switch over to hockey.
Two on, right? And we're like, hey, here's our shot. Two separate times early in this game, you're like, oh, we're going to leave guys stranded again. Runners in scoring position. And it just felt like the night was going to go bad. Obviously, they were able to come up big.
Left 10 guys on base. But as you mentioned, Olson goes yard in the fifth. Acuña, we talked about, you know, Eli White. The other thing is putting some runs on the board late in the game. Some clutch. That's another thing that has really been missing. You know, two in the eighth, two in the ninth from the Braves. Chris Sale was masterful. And not sure if this is going to be his role or this is going to continue to be a work in progress, but if you're looking for a good, positive attaboy for Raisel Iglesias, he comes in the eighth inning last night, Carl, and shuts him down and looks effective.
Matter of fact, I've got a soundbite I want you to hear from Snit about Iglesias. First, let's hear from Matt Olson talking about the lineup producing last night.
Yeah, it was good. We still, you know, feel like we still left a couple out there early on. You know, like to cash in a couple of those guys, but you know, the ability to stick with it, stay on the guy. Savali, you know, had a pretty good start, able to get into the bullpen and do a little damage off him.
We did, and Iglesias last night. The good news is, three up, three down. You're talking about six straight retired between Iglesias and Dylan Lee, who worked the ninth inning. That felt good because it just hadn't felt like, okay, we're still on shaky ground. And that's something that they've got to get past as well. Here's Snit talking about Iglesias.
That was really good to see how he came out on the attack, and we kind of stayed away from him intentionally for the last few days, and so that was a good spot, I think, to get him in, and really liked where he was, so he should feel really good about it. And that's just pretty much with a guy like, you know, when you're closers, you try to give them a different look and get their confidence back, and really liked the way he threw the ball tonight.
I did too. And again, he wasn't working the ninth inning. They brought him in earlier. But, guys, it's about confidence. See, like that's the thing that Snit, certainly you can give him credit for. Hey, I need to get my guy back out there. We're not going away from him. I said this. They're not going to trade him. Okay, let's get him a confidence inning. Not going to put him in at the end of the game. Let's put him in. We got a nice lead. He goes out and does great work. Build him back up. It's not as if we know he can't get out. He just hadn't been able to do it as of late.
Yeah, you know me, if this was a team that was, you know, much better and wasn't, you know, 13 games out right now, I'd say, hey, that's a guy I've got to upgrade. You know, I would make Iglesias. Now, I don't know if he could do, remember the old days when it was Rivera was setting up Wetland?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
And then,
yeah,
eventually, eventually Rivera took over for the Yankees. You trust him as a setup man? I mean, listen, again, you said get through this patch.
Yes, but Mike, I think if we do go out and acquire another closer-type player for the bullpen, you may reassess Raisel Iglesias' role. You could. I just don't think there's another guy right now that you feel comfortable with that's out there in the bullpen that you go, all right, he'll take the spot.
And again, you know, right now, Iglesias statistically, nerds would be up there. You know, not great this year. Last year, he's in the upper third as relief pitchers. And is hard. And by the way, everybody else is looking for that kind of help at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So you might be stuck with him as it is. You go with Grant Holmes tonight. Holmes eastbound and down has given up 11 home runs. Keep it in the park. Keep it in the park.
That's right.
And let's build on this thing. We talked to Tony Gwynn Jr. just about, you know, the big picture, speaking of the trade deadline. Tony says, you know, historically, well, they had never been this bad. You know, they were down. They were 10 games back a couple years ago when they came back and caught the Mets. 21, they were under 500 after the All-Star break. And he says, you know, you were never sellers then. So he thinks even as bad as it looks now, Tony Gwynn said they're not going to punt. He thinks Alex Anthopoulos will still look to try to make a run out of this team.
Yeah, and I think he's probably right. Even though there are some things I'd still like to see changed. But, you know, when you go through these patches, you either change too quickly or you stay the course too long. And that's what you have to decide is, Mike, we're gonna ride this out now. Listen, we won last night. Not saying it's going to happen. But if you lose this series, we're right back to where we were. Right? You got to win series. We got to start stacking series. And so my point is, you might say we're going to ride it out and stay the course. But at some point, there's a breaking point.
Right. Look at the Steelers. Yeah, they made the playoffs. They haven't done jack since they hung on a year too long with Ben Roethlisberger. I know it's apples to oranges, but you got to be aggressive in that area. You got to hope the Mets cool off. Mets are at a really hot clip right now. They won 8 of the last 10.
Ball.
They are 18 games over 500. So, again, not impossible, but 13.5, as Tony Gwynn said, that's huge by baseball standards because the Mets and the Phillies, you got to figure we'll get it back on track. They just had a bit of a slide.
They did.
But they're still 10 games over 500. And then you get into the wild card, the expanded wild card field. So we'll see. All you can do is just keep stacking the dubs, as Carl said. Hopefully Olsen's got some more confidence. One thing Tony Gwynn did agree with us, or at least he said he'd entertain the idea, is if you are looking for some big changes, is to move Sean Murphy because you know you'll get something for him.
He's got value. And I want to try to do something while he still has that value. As the season moves along, and let's just say he doesn't continue to hit or he's not hitting consistently, Mike, you start to feel like, okay, is he valued as much as we think he is? Meaning, look, his salary is his salary. Wherever he's going to get traded to, they're going to pick that up. But I just don't know, like, if teams go, okay, are you in desperate need of a catcher and what are you looking for?
Right.
His reputation before he got here was he was a great defensive catcher. Not a great offensive catcher, but we had that covered with Darnold and everybody else that was here at the time. Now you say, okay, if I can move him, he may be the one piece that you might get some value for without trading your core. And your core is Olsen, right. Acuna, Riley's, Albies, right? Money Harris. Like that, those are the guys that you've signed in long-term deals. You say, all right, do we really want to move those guys? And they're still very young.
See, that's the thing. I think a lot of our Braves fans right now are going, no. They just – because – we know you guys are positive, and that's great. Because yesterday you guys are killed. You and Carl, you just go ahead and quit. And you keep my receipts. Yeah. Look, guys, I mean, not many teams are 13.5 back and do something. So we know what they're capable of going back to 2023. But as we said, that just seems to be an outlier now, for especially when you look at the back of the baseball cards. OPS is going up there for Olsen. Hopefully, as we said, Acuna, everybody, the heart of the lineup, got on base. I would think the low point would be the San Francisco. Just when you thought the lowest point was the blown lead against the Diamondbacks, losing those one-run games and those three against San Francisco.
That is,
you had errors and mistakes.
Yes.
So wherever you want to quantify it, okay, have we hit rock bottom? Okay, well, if you don't win tomorrow, then no, we have not hit rock bottom. So let's say we win tonight in Milwaukee, take 2 out of 3 from the Brewers, and as you said, start stacking some wins, beat up on the hapless Rockies.
Got to do that. Like, that's the
right?
other part.
You can't lose to bad teams.
Yeah, that's why this, and especially at home. You can't go, like I said this to Grant. Grant's been in a bag because he's like, dude, we're doing everything we can, and I don't have the answers, and I don't expect him to. But he laughed when I said yesterday at the end of our conversation, well, Rockies are coming in. He's like, is that good news? Because that's kind of where we're at. You got to beat those teams at home. 404-726-0929. More on the Braves coming up, as we mentioned, with Grant later next hour. We're going to talk more about the Falcons. Have a fun game, too, because we're back at mandatory minicamp. For me, this is the start. Your team is your team. You're not going to make three or four major deals between now and the start of the season. Mike, you had your team, that the returning guys that are currently under contract. You've gone through free agency. You've gone through your draft. Now it's time to mold these guys that you have, and let's get ready for the season. So mandatory minicamp is everybody's here. This is what we're going to look like. To me, this is the start. And that may be way too early for some of you guys, but that's where I am with football. Like, the reason that everybody's all geeked up about the season – Aaron Rodgers at mandatory minicamp.
Right.
They are like, you need to be here. We need to get ready for this thing. They're looking at it just like we are, man. And I'm for me right now, Mike, I'm in football mode.
But that's why when we have that conversation that got really people heated last week about Julio Jones and, you know, his comments about the Falcons, we've got in his work habits, or in some cases lack of work habits, because he would use this as basically signal to the team, I want another raise. You can look it up. Guys, just Google Julio misses practice. You'll find it. But this is why teams do it. Why do you think Aaron Rodgers, okay, whatever you think of Aaron Rodgers, we know he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a colossal pain in the arse. But even he knew it was time to hunker down, sign on the line that was dotted, and be here for this camp. So there he is in Pittsburgh, working with his receivers, et cetera. So there's a reason to it. So I know some players, veterans might go, whatever. Here's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers could have held out till friggin', you know, let's be honest. After August 1st, if he wanted.
Yes.
You know, and the Steelers have been up the creek, and then we would have gotten the phone call. That's why when we get back to this Kirk Cousins conversation about Kirk saying the right things, as Carl said, maybe makes you wince a little bit to say, yeah, you know, I thought I'd be at an 8. I was kind of at a 3. You know, just, all right. Can I say one thing to you, Kirk? You know, when we lie, the Saints cry. Honesty is the best policy. We could have had you just be straight up, you know. And then, you know, maybe you would have been dealt in the offseason, you know, had things gone the other way. And look, there was other reasons. We didn't lose this season only because of Kirk Cousins' inability to deliver the football. We lost because our defense was a shambles.
Yeah.
That's why they had fired the DC. But it certainly as hell didn't help when you're throwing 4 interceptions against the Chargers. You're absolutely hot garbage against the Broncos that game we talked about. It was just untenable. So I respect him, you know, being honest, but it's like, he's kind of got selective memory about these things, doesn't he? And selectively honest, if we're honest about it, too.
Yeah.
There's always that doesn't tick off the – look, as you said earlier, teammates don't give a crap. They're here to do some work. Whatever Kirk says is background noise.
At this point, I hope it is. Right. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
We just mentioned Aaron Rodgers. What NFL player wants to kill Aaron Rodgers? Also coming up, some would say this could be – the stupidest decision in the history of television motorsports. I'll explain.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where to play is play. Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, the only radio station live from Falcons headquarters tomorrow. Talking to at least one, maybe more. Falcons will be up there, guys. Looking forward to it. And as Carl said, man, it's this time. It's for real.
It's for real.
It's on. All right, man. We were talking earlier about Aaron Rodgers, and he's in for the mini camp for the Steelers. Great quote. And I got to be honest, Carl and I were talking about this off the air, kind of reminds you of the late, great Deacon Jones, who once said, I don't know why these players pray to God, pray to me. I hold your life in my hands. But he was talking about getting the quarterback on the ground. Aaron Rodgers now in the AFC North. Well, Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett asked about the opportunity to face the Steelers. Quote, I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Unbelievable.
Pause. Wide grin.
If you just read it, you're like, did he just say that? But if you see it, he is a little tongue-in-cheek, but not really. Like, if I can take him out, I'll take him out. Listen, the Browns are going to see the Steelers as we do right in our division twice, home and away. And look, I love this, Mike. This is what we need more of this.
I just think this is the old school Sports Illustrated, the biggest hits, you know, when you get your subscription. screw the helmet phone. I want the biggest hits videotape. I love that. I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard. That's the kind of stuff that goes all the way back to Lyle Alzado.
It does.
Or Fred Dean, or the Purple People Eaters, or as we just mentioned, the Fearsome Foursome with Deacon Jones back in the day. I love it, man. That's gold. I need this in the NFL. Not this, we're very concerned with player safety, but get safety schmafety. See some skulls knocking around, man. The old NFL back. Hey, man. We talked about Florida State taking on Alabama.
Yeah.
Opening weekend, a 3:30 start on ABC or ESPN. And a lot of folks surmised that is when you were going to see Lee Corso do his final appearance on College Game Day and then do the headdress. And we'll find out if he likes, the Tide or the Noles. Now we find out from Awful Announcing that Lee Corso will be up and Game Day will not be in Tallahassee. They'll be at the biggest game of week one. And that is Ohio State, I should say, and Texas.
Yeah.
So he'll be in Columbus, Ohio for the matchup against the Longhorns. And that's where Lee will have his final appearance. And he'll either be the Brutus the Buckeye or that cow thing with the cowboy hat that the long-haired guys wear. The mascot hat.
Yes. You're talking about the Buckeye or the Longhorn. So here's the deal, though. But I would have thought, because he went to Florida State.
Yeah, that was a nice wrap-up, but that's not as big a game as...
It's not.
I mean, that's huge for Texas and Ohio State.
And they're right. I mean, if game day is going to be at the biggest game week in and week out, that is the bigger game to start the season. But, man, I thought it might end there. Look, Lee Corso has had an amazing career. He helped change college football from these pregame shows and how they've gone about it. The silliness that you're now seeing with other shows and hosts, that's Lee Corso, man. And if you didn't get a chance to see him in the early days and what he brought to that show, Mike, I think you don't appreciate seeing where he's at now, struggling a little bit, where they have to help him out and kind of get him through a particular 15 minutes.
He's 89 years old.
That's the deal. Right. You didn't see him when he started, and you don't have that appreciation for how good he was. So I'm just glad he got to this point. I know a lot of people wanted to put him out to pasture a lot sooner, but he's going out his way.
Yep, and so you'll see a bunch of TV shows emanating from Columbus that weekend as the Fox Big Noon kickoff, because they'll have the game. They'll be there as well. So, again, it is interesting that, you know, I thought you're right. The synergy of it was kind of cool for Tallahassee, mm-hmm. but apparently back in the days, I don't know if that was before Herb Street when it was still the Pony, but either way, when he first put the headgear on, it was in Ohio State back in the day.
Yeah.
So that's why. Speaking of ESPN, this thing dropped this morning. I got to be honest, I'm a big racing fan, and, you know, Formula One has gotten, incredibly popular the last 5 years since Drive to Survive on Netflix, and more folks are watching now. We have three races, of course, in America, Miami, Vegas, and Texas. Well, this one kind of shocked a lot of racing fans. There is no contract in place with ESPN for Formula One. They take that Sky Sports feed from England.
Okay.
If you watch, you know, Formula One, that's what you get. Well, listen to this. Next year, and for the last, as long as I can remember, 30, 40 years, you've had the Monaco Grand Prix, which usually starts, you know, early in the morning because they're a couple hours ahead in Europe, Indy 500, and then it's the Coke 600 in Charlotte. It's generally known as Racing Christmas on Memorial Day weekend Sunday.
Kicks off.
This next year in 26, they're going to be running the Canadian Grand Prix the same time as the Indy 500. The Formula One schedule has dropped. They have some open weekends. They're going to move the Monaco Grand Prix to the first weekend in June. That was traditionally or around the time the Canadian Grand Prix would go down. So they're going to have, now we don't know where it's going to be broadcast. This is Liberty Media. So some, and I was saying, is this a Liberty Media flex trying to basically go after Formula One, going after IndyCar? Because, like, you might not watch IndyCar, but the one race you're going to watch is the Indy 500.
Yeah, you're right.
Isn't that interesting?
It is, and here's my question. What time is the race going to start?
That's just it, because you would have IndyCar, we go on about 12:45. 12:30, 12:45, the race starts. The Formula One race generally starts around 2 or 3. So you could, if Fox gets the rights, push
back
one
to back.
Up and push one back.
Back to back.
And maybe, I don't know if Liberty is angling for that, because it's weird. Liberty and, I should say, Formula One and ESPN announced they weren't going to be picking up the contract for next year, so it's free. And then a week later, Disney does this big endorsement deal with Formula One to create stuff, including rides and everything else.
And does it have anything to do with this movie that's coming out?
That's on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Prime.
I'm just asking because this is when, you know, like the NFL just bodied the NBA on Christmas Day, right? It was we're going to have games. And it was like, oh, and we always talk about this, you know, I want both, but I'm going to watch football, right? It's that early in the season. I'm just curious if you're going to put it up on the same, you know, put it out there at the same time and just basically say, watch us or watch them and just see how the ratings are, Mike, and see if you can body them out of the way. Look, I think it's good for all auto sports to be successful. That's what, but look, there can only be one.
Right.
And if F1's trying to be the one, this is how you do it.
But needless to say, IndyCar fans are like apoplectic about this. We'll see where it goes. Yeah, by the way, the F1 movie with Brad Pitt, it is co-produced from Warner Brothers and Apple.
So okay.
Theatrical release and later on Apple TV.
It's not Disney. Okay.
Right, so there you go. All right, man. Have you seen the zesty photos of Paulina Gretzky and Dustin Johnson?
No.
Well, apparently they got a professional photographer to come out and let's have a sexy party. She's in various states of undress, in lingerie, in bathing suits, and curled up with her man. And Dustin is basically doing his best Kardashian face, looking like a dolt, with his shirt all the way down, with his manly chest hair showing out.
Mm.
So just Google Paulina Gretzky, Dustin Johnson photos, and you'll see that. Needless to say, social media immediately went all you know, ham on him.
Yes.
Going, yeah, try to make the cut this week, turd. You know, enjoy your blood money. I mean, these guys with Live Golf and the Saudis. Brandel Chambly from the Golf Channel, the most white bread with mayonnaise guy, I think, in all of sports right now, who embraces his role as, you know, guy the number one sounding board to crap all over Live Golf because he's paid by the PGA.
Yeah.
With the PGA on NBC and the Golf Channel, et cetera. He continues to go off on all the Live Golfers. One thing for certain, there is a Live Golfer who's more popular than anybody on the PGA Tour, Bryson DeChambeau.
He is. And he's got his own following. I think it's even growing more and more, Mike. And eventually when this thing comes back, he may be that face. He may be the guy once we get this whole, you know, Live situation resolved. I will tell you this. I've always said I haven't really ever watched a Live event. And last weekend, I think I was flipping through. I don't even remember where they were. But they had a nice gallery.
Right.
People were following. And I was, you know, guys are in shorts. It just looks different than the PGA. But they had all the bells and whistles. And to Mike's point, I flipped on and I was like, what? Oh, this is a Live event because it had all the stats and statistics
screen. It's like Bloomberg News.
It really is.
Because nobody cares. For the guys who don't watch Live, you got a team, right? And there's one of the teams that, like, Sergio's team is all Spanish golfers, and you got other teams. Bryson's got a team. But nobody gives a crap.
No.
And so, yeah, all these graphics and nuts. As I said to Carl, it really is. For those who don't watch Bloomberg News, There's a lot of stuff going on. It was busy.
But I literally watched for about 10 minutes. I just wanted to see what was going on. And then they showed John Rahm, who I still love. Right. And I watched Rahm, who's playing halfway decent. Speaking of that, Mike, just the U.S. Open, I'm sitting over here and I apologize. I'm looking at the odds for the U.S. Open. And Phil came out and said, while you're talking about this, that this is probably going to be his last U.S. Open because it's the last one. It's the only major he had won.
Unbelievable save from the shot he had in the grass off the bunker last week in a live event.
So I'm just – and the odds are plus 1,300 for Phil to be top five.
Yeah, he ain't got it.
I don't think he's got it.
I mean, I love the guy, but no, it is what it is. DeChambeau, there's pictures, videos of him signing autographs. They got, like, police escort, hundreds of people trying to get a piece of Bryson DeChambeau. And with all due respect to Brandel Chambly, there's just nobody on the PGA Tour. Sorry, save maybe – even Rory doesn't generate that kind of heat. You know, there's nobody on the PGA side. Scottie Scheffler, but not like DeChambeau. No. DeChambeau's a freak of nature.
Man, he's interacting with the crowd. Right.
And Scottie's a good guy, but Bryson's at another level.
Yeah, he's interacting, and I think the fans have reacted to him. I'm with you.
Hey, man, WrestleMania was such a big hit in Las Vegas. Apparently generated more heat, more ratings, more attendance, more money for those guys than ever before. So it's not going to New Orleans. Sorry, stinky town, as John Fricke would say. Triple H explaining today is going back, or yesterday, is going back to Las Vegas. So they're going to take it back. WrestleMania, apparently the last one was the biggest one ever, a WrestleMania 41.
Well, it's now a week-long deal. You got the two-day, you know, matches. Our buddy, speaking of wrestling, Mark Raimondi was out there. We were talking about this. He's got the book out that he wrote about the NWO. But Mike, it doesn't surprise me. Look, it's easy to maneuver. To get in, there are plenty of rooms.
Right.
You've got a great venue. They do it at the Raiders Stadium, obviously. It totally makes sense. Like, I get it, taking it around the country is cool, but I think what they saw is we could do this here for a few years and make a killing, and it's so easy and easy to maneuver. Try to do that in New York. I get it. You know,
you get lost.
It's so much going on. Like, L.A., it's so spread out. There's a lot of places that just make sense.
And so, as Day-Day just said, and there's nothing going on. Right? It's opposite no major sporting event. So it's perfect timing, man. It's like, as we said, hey, by the way, we got the NBA Finals coming up. I hope you can – I know, again, this was a beatdown. I told Carl earlier, I used to have Panthers tickets way back when they used to play in the old arena that had rats. That's right. The year of the rat. You can look it up. But the Panthers put a beating on the Oilers last night. Unbelievable sequence. I was telling Carl, it's one of the coolest things. I can't – maybe in a video game could you have this sequence if you didn't see it? Sam Bennett, he lays out two guys, he nails, puts call in, pow, for the Oilers, puts him on his keister, goes over to the glass, pow, he hits another dude. Brushes up against the goal, and then next thing you know, he's breaking down the ice, and he does a breakaway goal. It's one of the craziest sequences I've seen where a guy does a combination of beat down and skill set, all like in about 25 seconds. That was part of that matchup as the Panthers dropped the hammer. The Oilers then reduced to, Carl, spraying water on the Panthers from across the glass over the penalty box.
They were trying to annoy them as much as possible. They just wanted to fight. And you said it. After the game got out of hand, it was like, all right, let's go. And if you didn't see the third period or, you know, leading up to, I think there were 85 penalty minutes last night, something of that nature. It was nuts. But Mike, here's the deal. You can do all that, but if you don't show up the next game, this thing might be over.
Hey, man, one last nugget. I got time for one more Day-Day. We got Falcon Talk coming up. What was said by Kirk Cousins and coaches. Hey, man, if you're in Indianapolis for game three of the NBA Finals, maybe I'll meet you on Siakam Street or maybe over to Toppin Avenue. Maybe on Halliburton Drive. Apparently, all around Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, they have renamed the street signs after all the guys on the Pacers roster.
Okay, that's cool.
Pretty cool for the week.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I've been over there. There ain't much over there by that stadium.
There isn't.
There's a Rolls-Royce engine factory, and there's an empty lot.
It's a nice arena, though.
Beautiful.
I do like the arena. I don't know, Mike. I still feel like this thing is over.
Halliburton needs to play like SGA. Like for 48 minutes.
Yeah, not half the game. Hey, man, coming up, he finally spoke, and we're going to let you hear what he had to say. It's new, and we have it for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.